As we enjoyed our stack of pancakes at the local IHOP, I noticed my grandfather staring at the man sitting at the table next to us. I turned and saw that the man's hat was almost identical to the one my grandfather hardly ever removed. The inscription on both hats read, "Vietnam War Veteran." My grandfather called the waitress over and quietly paid the man's bill. He seemed ready to protest, but my grandfather smiled, saluted him, and the camaraderie between them was immediately established. My grandfather and those who have served understand why veterans are important. The largest group of veterans alive today are those who served during the Vietnam era, young Americans who fought a seemingly endless and brutal war in the hot, humid jungles and rice paddies of Southeast Asia. No place was safe, including their own country when they returned home. They were met with protesters, people who didn't understand what these soldiers had been through, and how could they unless they were there? More than 41 million veterans have served over the course of our nation's history. These brave men and women of all colors and creeds put their lives on the line to protect our country, whether they were appreciated or not. Veterans are important because they teach us lessons in patriotism and how to appreciate and show gratitude for living in a country which allows us to be free in so many ways. Veterans grant us freedom through their service and sacrifice. Men and women from all wars and all walks of life fought for our country by giving selfless time, sweat, tears, and their emotional well-being by risking it all to preserve our freedom. They deserve to come home to a warm welcome and show of appreciation. They endured the nightmare of war where their innocence was left on the battlefield. Our first veterans served during the American Revolution. Although we often think of infamous generals like George Washington when we envision this war, hundreds of thousands of ordinary Americans fought for the independence, ideals, and national identity that we still benefit from more than two centuries later. Since then, the United States has declared war 11 times. Men and women have fought on American soil and in foreign countries on land, sea, and in the air. Six recent presidents have deployed our all-voluntary military to wars throughout the globe. Our veterans are important because as an all-volunteer military, they take on the responsibility that often comes with great sacrifice to them and their families. Veterans have fought in wars, but they have also fought against them. Veterans peace groups seek to prevent future wars because of what they have endured. They do not want our men and women to suffer the unspeakable tragedies that they have experienced or witnessed. They understand firsthand that the price of freedom is not free. In peace and in war, veterans have protected safety, rights, and security of citizens in the United States and abroad. Veterans are important because they help to shape our policy on foreign affairs and advocate for justice and democracy across the globe. The discipline and education that veterans were taught throughout their service has helped them to acquire jobs that continue to play an important role in our nation's security and well-being. Veterans go on to become doctors, lawyers, police officers, and have many other important roles in our society. If you ask a veteran what it meant to serve, there is one common theme. They had the great honor of protecting their country. They sacrificed in a way many Americans could never fully understand, and as the number of veterans declines, their importance must never be forgotten. Without our veterans, we have no freedom. They gave us the opportunity to live in a free country. They gave my grandfather and I the freedom to sit at that restaurant, and they gave me the gift of talking to you today. Thank you to all veterans. Thank you for your sacrifices, thank you for your dedication, and thank you for our freedom.